Krishna. If you hear some noise in the background, that's sadhus next door, who are not next door, but they're in the front yard, taking prasadam and making the nice noises that the devotees make when they're honoring prasadam. Today, I'm going to answer one question that Nanda Gopa Prabhu put up, which was about deja vu. What is a deja vu? The word deja vu is a French one. It means seen before, having seen before, and it's a term that's also used in the English language for this common phenomenon. It refers to something that most people have experience with, and that is being in a situation where you all of a sudden remember what is being said, sounds very familiar. The sights you're seeing, you've seen before. The experience or a person that you're seeing it seems very, very familiar. So sounds, places, smells, so many things. Deja vu, having seen before. And it's something that many, many people experience. I remember being very young, and this was actually in Canada, where my mother asked me, "Do you ever get this?" And I replied, "Yeah." Very young at the time. And she then didn't really explain it, as far as I remember, in any great detail, just said that, well, that's the phenomena. Sometimes you think that you're seeing something that you've experienced. What do materialistic people, empiricists, say of this? They don't argue about its existence, since so many people do experience it. For me, one substantial argument, which may be, and here I'm not answering what is déjà vu, but I'm answering as to what déjà vu can be, could be. One answer, which I think is very good, is that the individuals have a sense, which may be caused by a psychological phenomena, a neurological phenomena. They have a sense that I've seen, heard, tasted, smelled, met this person before, phenomena, places, sounds, information. In other words, a sense of it. And because here we're dealing with experience, we're dealing with pratyaksha, sensory perception, any reasonable empirical evidence is as good as another, unless you really have some evidence that can back it up. And I will give some, which you already heard me mention before in the past, which takes it beyond just this evidence that, well, it's a sense of remembrance, to something that verifies that it must be remembrance. But that doesn't mean that every such experience is like that. So that's one of the arguments that materialistic people give, and they give also others. When I was a young devotee, of course, I thought, no, this is just evidence of a past life, or that somehow or another we were given access to the future, and we looked into the future. Just recently I had an experience, deja vu. In fact, when I was just driving from Radadesh to the airport in Belgium, and we went past the forest, and it was like, wow, you know, I've been here before. And the car just kept on going, but I had such a strong sense of that. But now I don't, I cannot say that, oh yes, every deja vu is due to some kind of paranormal experience, that it's verification of some empowerment into the future, or some experience of that which had happened in the past in a certain place. And why can't I say that? Because I don't have evidence for that. All I have is for evidence is what I feel. Just because something, some argument may verify what it is that I'm feeling, that doesn't necessarily make it right. I need to be able to substantiate it, and then I'll know it's right, unless scripture states that. But I don't know that scripture does state such a thing. So I won't make that argument. However, I know that that can be the case. It can be that it's a experience of the past, or it can be a vision into the future. And it can be that for in two cases. One is in the case, and these things you can refer to in Srimad Bhagavatam when Krishna is talking to Uddhava. The mystic powers which are acquired by pure devotees, mystic powers in their pure form, and mystic powers acquired by yogis, which according to their level of devotional purity are a shadow of the original power. We see examples in Mahabharata and elsewhere where yogis are able to explain to kings why their 10,000 wives won't bear them a child, explain to some Brahmin why they've fallen from their caste. They can look into the past. It's a city that one acquires, and how does he acquire it? You acquire it by performing austerity, or in the case of a devotee, by having become perfect through the process of sadhana bhakti. So access one can have to different phases of time, because once again, what is time? Kalosmi. Krishna is time. And Krishna can give living entities, if they deserve it, a certain type of access to the phases of time, whether it be the past or the future. And that's all right for some deja vu, but since the great majority of people have deja vu, and neither is it very likely that they've all performed some kind of common austerity where they have become empowered, materially empowered. And it's very obvious that neither are is everyone a pure devotee. Therefore, it seems very unlikely to me that all deja vu is reality. It would seem that this one argument, perhaps amongst others, that deja vu is a sense of remembrance, is also a reasonable argument that answers many people's individual experiences, but not all. And I've cited before the deja vu that I had from reading Srila Prabhupada's books. That was at the time when I was reading Krishna book, and it was something that was really verifiable. How was it verifiable? I remember sitting in Montreal in an apartment with my wife, reading Krishna book, and in two instances, one in the pastime of Krishna eating mud, and the other one in Damodar Leela of his being bound, I stopped my wife because it was just such an experience for me. I told him, listen, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen, how this story is going to unfold, and particularly this aspect of this missing the 2 fingers length of rope and constantly filling rope. It was an extremely intense experience for me, and it wasn't just a sense of something, because I had real evidence. What was that evidence? The evidence was that I had never read this book before. We just opened it up, and I even asked my mother, have you ever read these stories to me? And of course she said no, because she hadn't had any connection with Krishna consciousness. So where did I hear those pastimes? I had to conclude that it was remembrance. So in that case, for me, deja vu was something that I had to refer back to a previous life. And I had other such experiences, like looking at Bhagavad Gita verses and knowing them, which was again something not as a consequence of this life's practice. It's not just a sense of remembering something, but it was a evidence that I considered to be substantial to give validity to that argument that some deja vu may be from previous life. But that doesn't mean all deja vu. These are sort of some thoughts for devotees to meditate on. I'm sure you have your own experiences of some type of deja vu. I've also spoken to few individuals who have had also similar experiences to my own, something that related to a verifiable experience of having practiced Krishna consciousness in the past. And then we can say that, yes, this is the only way that I can explain such a phenomenon. All right, the prasadam outside is over. I finished puja, and I'm going to go take darshan of Krishna Balaram now. Hare Krishna. Prabhupada, Yajan, Deshavik.